Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
James Bond. James Bond.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
Friday night, this is the song that we dance to. My dance instructor, Danny Atkins from Arthur Murray in studio. I need to apologize right now. What happened to me?
Wait. First, let me paint a picture. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
By the way, Danny brought her parents too.
Are here too.
Yeah, they're here. They're taking lots of pictures and making me feel awkward. It's fantastic.
Nice.
that's what parents are for.
Right.
But let me paint a picture. We just heard that music start.
Yes.
Pete McMurray stands in the back center of the dance floor in a full-on tuxedo.
I'm on one side. Danny's on the other.
Correct. But it's like, you know, this huge dance floor. So Pete's right there. The music starts. He lifts up a sleeve and then he like pulls a sleeve and he gets a little character seriousness on his face.
We nailed it right there.
Yeah, that was good. That's the
picture. It was so good.
You look, your legs were separated, like, you know, they were spread apart to your, what are these called? Shoulders?
Yeah, huh?
Shoulder width apart.
Right.
You pulled it, you tug your sleeves, you gave a little look at Danny, and then the dance started.
And then I tripped.
You did not trip. Maybe mentally, but no, it was beautiful. Are you kidding?
You told me all week, don't go fast. And when you're in front of a crowd, adrenaline, you just want to get through it. And I wasn't listening to the music. I was just trying to get through it. And I'm just so bummed out about it.
Don't be bummed. Oh my goodness, you did everything that we practiced. Maybe went a little fast, but you know, I thought it was really, really fun.
There was two main steps, and let me paint a picture for our listeners, where I swing around and grab you, and we swing around, and I missed it. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed a step, and you start thinking about that, and then I missed the big step at the end. And that killed it.
So I was watching, right? So I didn't see any mistakes. I did see Pete break the serious character and laugh twice. And I'm assuming those were the places where he missed the steps, right?
Right.
Yes, actually. And that was one thing that we talked about during the week. Like, whatever you do, just keep the character. It's okay if you mess up. If you do it with intention, you're totally good. And you know what? It's okay that he broke character for a second, because ultimately this was for a good cause. And this was fun.
Yes. You're right.
And it's nice to see Pete smile, because when he cracks himself up and his face is all big. But you said something to him the second time he smiled. I assume that was a mistake, or maybe you guys were supposed to have a big laugh. I wasn't sure, but you said something to him. What did you say?
Slow.
She said, you suck.
No, I did not say that. I did not say
slow.
That.
Slow. I'm like, I know, I'm going to go slow.
I said it probably very, very slowly too, like slow. Probably like a growl.
Right.
Just kidding.
I know I wanted to win, but when I walked off the dance floor, a woman came up to me and she said, thank you so much for doing this. I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I'm like, okay, that's what it's all about. And Erica Sargent from CBS, too, who won, her mother was there, who is a breast cancer survivor, and everybody was crying when she won, and we started crying, and it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people's lives are touched. And what's a really cool thing is that among the six celebrities that were dancing, because there was a corporate challenge as well, but the celebrities, the TV people and the radio people, raised about $50,000.
Yes.
Between the six of them. That's so amazing. Good.
It was really impressive. I mean, I think we broke the record this year for that.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there have been many more media celebrities before participating, so I thought that was successful.
I mean,
so good.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thanked her on Friday night, Courtney Guzman from WGN. She's been trash-talking me via text, so she got me motivated, and she had her people, and we were going back and forth on the donations in the lead, and then someone donated $10,000 to Megan Cluth
from Channel 7.
Channel 7.
Yeah.
So she won the fundraising, but we were hand in hand right there.
You and Megan, or you and
me Courtney? And Courtney.
Oh, and then yes. Megan got the big donation.
She got the $10,000.
To his Courtney's table, her cheering section was right next to our table.
Right.
So, and I, you know, I'm watching. You know, you have to root for everybody, right? And then she gets sits down, like, "You are fantastic." And then I was like, "Go, Pete."
But what I love this event, and I'm going to go back every single year. And I said that, and I put it on Facebook. Number one, it's a great cause, but number two, what a wonderful event.
Yes.
Because the professional dancers, which I didn't know until that night, you need to tell people there is a
huge performance.
A huge number that you guys do. You're so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I mean, the way that you dance, it's like, why are you wasting your time with a guy like me? It's like, you are so graceful on the dance floor and all the dancers. I mean, everybody from Arthur Murray Lakeview. It's like, oh my God, now I get it. You're professional dancers.
How long? I mean, this performance that all the professionals did was at least 10 minutes long, different numbers?
Yeah, each number was about 2 minutes. So the show itself ran between 15 to 25 minutes.
I mean, it was so entertaining. And you dancing in that blue dress.
That's stunning, right?
You
that dress
killed
is
it.
My favorite.
Yes.
Really I was like, wow, look at Danny go.
Yes, I have some gown sponsors, Designs to Shine, and they always make me look so fabulous on the floor. So I'm so thankful they let me wear that.
I need a shoe sponsor. I'm going to work on that
you
for
next
year.
You got shoes for the dance. I saw that.
I did. I bought dancing shoes.
So, but you're going to keep dancing.
I am. Yeah. Absolutely, I am. At Arthur Murray Lakeview, because my mother, who loves to dance, she dances the swing, which is a 50s dance.
Yes.
And she has 8 sons, and no one knows how to dance. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have a graduation party in May. I'm going to learn the swing and dance with my mother.
16 left feet.
Right.
Well, we cut it down to 2, so it's fantastic. Yeah. We'll just have to amputate that one.
By the way, the dance lasted 90 seconds, our dance.
Yes.
And it seemed like eternity. You know?
We wanted more, Pete. I thought you did really well. You did great.
It was so much fun. But the night, the event is just amazing. It really is.
You know, here's my thing. If someone's going to put on a charity event, I want to be entertained. Like Kurt Cobain said, here we are now, entertain us. And we went to this event. Yes, we were raising money for a good cause. And yes, we were cheering our celebrities on. We were cheering the corporate teams on. But the entertainment, the enthusiasm, the sparkles, the colors. I mean, it was a really fun, great event. And I would say that if you have, you know, any connection to it or none, this is an event you should go to next year, right?
Absolutely. I think it's, I've been to several charity events and this is by far my favorite, even though of course it's a personal thing as well, but I really do recommend it. It's gorgeous. It's a great time. You get dancing. It's awesome.
I mean, the people that you meet, I met a orthopedic oncologist from the University of Chicago and she was dancing in the corporate challenge, which anybody can do. And she's like, of course, I'm going to volunteer it because, number one, I love dancing. And number two, I want to learn to dance. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are scared. Remember at the beginning of the year, we were talking about yearly goals. And my word of the year was uncomfortable. And when they asked, would you like to do Dancing with a Chicago Celebrity? I'm like, absolutely. Let's do it. And then they told me that it benefits breast cancer research right here in Chicago. I'm like, all in. Yeah. Definitely so.
How many, it's Arthur Murray, how many studios are there around Chicago?
I believe right now there are 8 in the Chicagoland area.
Wow.
We just opened a new one near Milwaukee, and we're constantly expanding because, I mean, we are in over 25 countries worldwide. So you can guarantee that if you're going on vacation somewhere, you can find an Arthur Murray's around there pretty much.
That's fantastic. Well, and two, Dancing with the Stars is so big, and then Strictly Ballroom,
and
that's in London, or that's in Europe.
Yes.
So that's really, I think, got people more enthusiastic about dancing. But from a health perspective, because we've done a lot of stories about dancing for health, because not only is it mentally beneficial, it's physically beneficial, that this is just people get out there and do it as their healthy habit.
Yes, mind, body, and soul. It is so good for just your being. It's so good.
What would you say to people? Because I brought this up to a few guys that I know. We should all do ballroom dancing. They're like, you're crazy.
They snickered at you.
Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah. But what would you tell people? Because they're like, I can never dance.
The hardest part is just walking in
to
that very first class. That is the very hardest part. It's just ripping the Band-Aid off And literally after that, especially at Arthur Murray's, we really train to make sure that we take care of people like from the very beginning. So if you've never danced and you've been like even 40 years of like, oh, I'm terrible, we can take care of that. We take care of you. It's okay. It's all right.
I mean, I love to dance. I don't know any like specific form of dance, right? But every time we go do a shoot there, I always feel awkward and weird because you don't know and you're like in this closed space with a stranger.
Yes.
You get over that?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's definitely one of those things that at first, like, you know, oh, by the way, I'm going to put my hands on you because I'm going to train you how to move. So sorry about that, but you're going to get used to it. Don't worry.
You're a great teacher. I mean, everybody at Arthur Murray, you start learning right away when you walk in and you make them feel good, which should be the right way. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was wonderful.
Good. I'm so glad that your experience was great. I enjoyed teaching you. You are a great student.
Well, I walk in Arthur Murray Lakeview, which is right across from the YMCA in Lakeview, and I would make a scene, of course, uh-huh. And then we would dance. Even yeah. if I was having a bad day, it's like, okay, let's get on a dance floor and learn.
He texts you a lot?
No, he just emailed me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be texting you now.
No, I know. I didn't want to bug
How
anybody.
How many hours of practice did you put in? Because I know every time I talk to Pete, he's like, I'm going to dance practice.
Yes. We definitely put in 20 hours probably to prepare, if not more, just in the other preparation.
Like, I did go to Mexico halfway through.
Yes.
For 4 days. She's like, you need to practice in Mexico. And I go, I will, at the pool with a beer in my hand.
Yes. Yeah. He came back and he's like, I practiced. And I was like, what are you? You can't do this with me now. I guess he came back. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I have to do this with a person.
Well, I learned the entire routine by myself. It's like, okay, now I have to learn to dance with someone.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. You're not used to having the partner there because you just do the steps in your head.
And I told everyone, including Jill and Jane and everybody involved at Arthur Murray, that you should be the next one to do it next year.
I agree. Jane would be amazing.
Jane would be great.
Do I get want to wear Jane... a really cool sparkly dress?
Yes.
Okay.
I want Jane to compete, and I want to be the announcer. Give Mike a year off. I want to be the guy on the dance floor to talk to the dancers.
Oh, my gosh. You would be so good at that job.
I think I would. I really would.
He'd get a great jacket, too, to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You would get a spark. I know. You probably have a change of jackets.
And you want to say hello to your parents on the air? They're standing behind you.
Hi, Mom. Dad.
Your dad works at NASA.
Yeah, he works at NASA. That's right. Down in Huntsville, Alabama. Yep.
I mean, nobody works at NASA.
So you didn't want to go into the business?
You know, I feel like I do my own version of that. So they say that dancing's not rocket science, but, you know, there's definitely some parts, intricacies that do take some engineering, like Pete discovered.
It's good. Yeah, and your parents said to me Friday night, you know, they said, we're here to support Danny. They go, and I thought, oh, my God, this is so cool. Like, we've been doing this since she was three.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you start dancing? You were three?
Living room dancing.
Living room dancing.
Yeah, living room. Lots of living room dancing. Did ice skating and went to ballet, musical theater, did the whole thing. And then,
of course.
Of course, as soon as I got into partner dancing, that was it. I'm like, this is
God,
amazing.
You're so good. Thank you for carrying me.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Yeah. I got such a good workout. It was perfect.
It's so true. What's the website people can go to take dancing?
So you can visit ChicagoArthurMurray.com, or you can also, if you want to check out the Dancing with Chicago Celebrities website, just to see what's up with that, it is amdwcc.org.
Love it. Danny Adkins, thanks for coming in.
You're great.
Thank you.
Thanks to your parents.
I'll see you next week for Swing Dance.
Yes.
There you go, Pete.
See you next week.
All right. It's Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.